Just moments ago, the House Intelligence Committee released its report on evidence gathered in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. It concludes that Trump used the powers of his office to solicit foreign interference on his behalf in the 2020 election. NPR's Tim Mak is reading through the report and joins us from Washington. Tim, it's a long report, but what stands out to you so far?
Well, let's talk about the top lines, right? Well, there are a number of findings and conclusions here in this report. But as you said, the impeachment inquiry led by the House Intelligence Committee has found that they have uncovered a months-long effort by the president to use the powers of his office to solicit foreign interference on his behalf in the 2020 election. And in doing so, conditioned two official acts on the public announcement of these investigations, the first official act being a coveted White House visit, and the second official act, critical U.S. military assistance to Ukraine. Now, these are excerpts from the report that we're just combing through and reading now. Another top-line thing that has been revealed in this report is that that they found that the president publicly and repeatedly persisted in urging foreign governments to investigate the Bidens, including Ukraine and China. You'll recall that in the public statements that the president has made during the impeachment inquiry proceedings, he hasn't been shy in saying that he has done nothing wrong. And another conclusion that I want to draw our listeners' attention to is that the report finds that the president ordered and implemented a campaign to conceal his conduct from the public. And the report, which has been written by Democrats, says that this concealment occurred by refusing to produce documents to Congress, by directing executive agencies to defy subpoenas and withhold all documents and records from the committees, telling executive branch officials not to cooperate with committees, and also intimidating, quote unquote, intimidating witnesses in the impeachment inquiry to prevent their testimony.
So it sounds like all those things that Adam Schiff all along the way, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, kept saying would be added to the articles of impeachment, made it into this report, including, I heard you say, China a moment ago. This was President Trump out on camera publicly asking China to investigate the Bidens. That made it into this report.
Absolutely. Now, they don't specifically say, hey, this is how the any articles of impeachment should be written. It doesn't look like through this report that the House Intelligence Committee viewed that as their job. What they're doing is they're transmitting what they found and putting together all of the information that they've received over hours and hours and hours of closed-door depositions and then public hearings and distilling it into a report which is a fact-based report on what they believe that they found.
Now, the Republicans released a report of their own, a prebuttal, last night. What are they saying in defense of the president?
Well, I think that if you've been listening to some of the public hearings, you'll find those arguments familiar as well, right? That Republicans have said that the president has done nothing wrong, that he made requests for investigations. Yes, but these investigations into, say, the Bidens or Burisma had nothing to do with benefiting him personally. And they say that the president has a genuine skepticism of Ukraine and that concerns about Hunter Biden are valid and legitimate.
So, Tim, there's a hearing tomorrow in the House Judiciary Committee on the constitutional ideas around impeachment. There's also a vote tonight on this report that the Democrats just released. What happens now? What happens next in the impeachment inquiry?
Right. So this report that we're just now reading and trying to analyze and get through is kind of a roadmap, right, for the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee is going to take this as sort of a handoff and then begin its proceedings. They're going to be having a hearing on Wednesday with constitutional scholars as they try to define, hey, what is an impeachable offense? What kind of misconduct rises to that level? Then the committee will decide whether or not to hold additional hearings, how and whether to draft possible articles of impeachment. And it's a little bit unclear right now how the Judiciary Committee exactly will deal with that. If they do draft articles of impeachment, they'll vote on them, and then that matter will go to the full House for another vote.
And it sounds like even as that is happening, the Intelligence Committee may continue its investigation of the president.
it's certainly possible that the committee has said, and the chairman Adam Schiff has said, that they'll continue their investigation. Mm-hmm. And if there's more information or witnesses willing to talk, it could be possible they'll have more information to share.
It's reporter Tim Mak, who covers national security and politics for NPR, on today's breaking news, the Democrats releasing their impeachment report. Tim, thanks.
Thanks a lot.